Ron Wayne is one of the most fascinating what-if figures in business history. While most people associate Apple's founding with Steve Jobs and Steve Wozniak, Wayne was the third original co-founder of Apple Computer in 1976, briefly serving as the older stabilizing presence, the adult in the room. He helped draft the original partnership agreement and contributed early documentation and structure at a moment when the company was still more idea than institution. Wayne's story became famous not because of what he built at Apple, but because of what he gave up. He originally held a 10% stake in the company, but left the partnership after only about 11 to 12 days, selling his share for $800 and later receiving an additional $1,500 to forfeit any future claims. In hindsight, that decision looks almost unbelievable. Apple eventually became one of the most valuable companies in the world, meaning Wayne's early ownership would be worth tens or even hundreds of billions of dollars today, depending on Apple's market value at the time you measure it. It is tempting to summarize Wayne's decision as simply a tragic mistake, but it is more accurate and more human than that. Wayne left because he was afraid. Not afraid of computers or even afraid of the idea. He was afraid of risk. Specifically, he feared the financial liability that came with being in a general partnership. Unlike Jobs and Wozniak, Wayne had assets and more to lose, and he worried creditors could come after him if the venture went into debt. His fear was not irrational. Early-stage startups are chaotic, fragile, and statistically likely to fail. Wayne had already experienced business failure before, and he knew how expensive optimism can become when reality turns harsh. Wayne's story offers an uncomfortable truth. Fear often shows up right before breakthrough. At the beginning of something new, we rarely have the information we wish we had. We don't know if the product will sell, if customers will pay, if competitors will crush us, or if the business will even survive the year. The safest move is often to retreat, to choose certainty over possibility. Wayne's choice shows how the fear of loss can outweigh the promise of gain, especially when the downside feels immediate and personal. At the same time, his decision also highlights another lesson. The future is rarely visible in the present. From Wayne's perspective, Apple was not yet a global legend, and it was an uncertain partnership with two young dreamers and a real chance of debt. In hindsight, his exit looks like walking away from treasure. In the moment, it looked like stepping away from danger. Ultimately, Ron Wayne represents a tension that defines nearly every major life decision: security versus upside. His story isn't only about missing billions. It's about how fear can quietly guide our choices, how risk can feel unbearable when outcomes are unknown, and how the cost of playing it safe can sometimes be far greater than we ever imagined.